From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much. As always, we certainly appreciate you being here on this cathartic Monday after the Green Bay Packers. They lost their postseason hopes in Chicago. In addition to that, you've got a win by the Minnesota Vikings, who beat the Miami Dolphins. And therefore, the loss for the Green Bay Packers, the win by the Vikings, and that ends the Green Bay Packers' hopes of heading to the postseason. And now you try to figure out what just went wrong. Why are things so bad right now? You passed the torch from Green Bay to Minnesota last season. This year, the torch is then passed from Minnesota to Green Bay this season. You are now a couple of years removed from going to the postseason. You are now a couple of years removed from dominance over the NFC North. Where do you think this organization places now, not only in the NFC North, but in the NFC, when you start to look organizationally, top to bottom, as to teams that have passed them, teams that have moved on past Green Bay. Green Bay, for the longest time, was the picture-perfect organization that everybody wanted to be a part of. I'll say this, okay, and I want to make this perfectly clear. Things are not awful. Okay, it may seem like it, and it may sound like it at times when we sit here and discuss the organizations, but things are not awful. Things are not totally barren. Okay, Green Bay is still a damn good football community, a great fan base, a passionate fan base. It's got tremendous facilities, although what Minnesota has built there in Minneapolis, that's not second to many, if any. That place is fantastic. Philadelphia, they're 7-7. They were on top last year and they're scrapping to get back. You know, Carolina was at the Super Bowl a few years back and they're sitting at 6-7. Remember Atlanta? They're only a couple of years removed from a Super Bowl and they're 5-9. I mean, how quickly, this is the way it's supposed to be in the NFL. Remember Bruce Arians was taking the Arizona Cardinals to the postseason and making a big run, and hell, he restored Carson Palmer's tarnished image and made him a quarterback again. They're sitting at 3-11 and Arians isn't even coaching anymore, you know? So things can change in a heartbeat. And this is what it's supposed to do in the National Football League. It's not supposed to happen to Green Bay. Not with Aaron Rodgers, not with MVP quarterback play for the last 20 years. You're not supposed to go through this. That's the reason it's so hard to accept. And the fact that right now they're sitting at 0-7 on road game. 0-7. For road games. It's just unheard of for this team. 0-7. I think they get their first road win of the year next week against New York. I would be really not shocked. I would be very disappointed if they didn't, I guess is the best way to put it. But in the grand scheme of things, New Orleans, obviously, they've turned it back around. LA, certainly with Sean McVay and that hire, they have gotten themselves on the right track, but you have passed the torch to Minnesota, who passed it to Chicago, and Chicago's been very quietly saying, we're going to build this, we're going to do this, we've got a young, energetic coach, this is the direction in which we're going. Now, they've got to do it in the McCaskey family, and it's not easy to do, but Georgia McCaskey, give her credit, because she basically looked at everybody around her and said, if you don't win, I'm getting rid of all of you. And damned if they didn't start winning, right? They kept Ryan Pace, which was somewhat surprising. They kept their general manager, who then had the stones to go out and make the Khalil Mack deal. And that put the stamp on the organization saying, we are now legit. And we're giving you the vote of confidence. And it has taken that team to a different level. Meanwhile, Seattle keeps plugging away. You got a good quarterback, a pretty good coach. I hate to admit it, but they do. I think Zimmer in Minnesota has made some missteps, but you know, I never thought the Kirk Cousins thing was ever going to work out, and they're about where I thought they would end up. Doug Peterson had a hell of a season last year, and some of his coaching decisions really paid off. But sometimes you got to be good, you got to be lucky, you got to get hot, and you got to be healthy. All those things have to come together for you to have a good season. And the Packers haven't been able to kind of put all that together for the last few years. So now what? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey Hotline, by the way. The Milwaukee Admirals MilHockey Hotline. Hashtag MilHockey. You're good to go. Today, by the way, is Monday the 17th. And a reminder at our friends at Quick Trip, they're giving away $15,000 in prizes. You can win an Apple Watch, a Yeti cooler, PS4 bundle, KitchenAid mixer, gift cards, so much more. There's so much stuff there. Visit any Quick Trip store now through December 25th, now through next week, through Christmas. And you can use your Quick Rewards card and automatically get registered for some of the stuff they're giving away. You can earn an extra entry by purchasing that day's featured item. Today, Karuba Gold, only a buck, any size. Karuba Gold coffee, only a buck, any size. Don't forget Nature's Touch Grade A large eggs, 99 cents a dozen, and Nature's Touch Grade A butter. Oh, it's all better with butter, $2.49 a day a pound. So there you have it. That is from our friends at Quick Trip. Back to the phone calls. Let's go to Mike in Whitewater. Mike, welcome to the program, man. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Billy.
What's happening, pal?
Good to talk to you again. Merry Christmas to
you
and
too,
your
buddy.
Family. Hey, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two things. I think Rodgers got worse missing the open players as the season went on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's running for his life. But I'd like to go to the other side. How many years have we talked about the defensive backs not being able to tackle anybody?
Yep.
You're not going to take a pro down with a shoulder.
Nope.
I know they're rookies and they're supposed to be better athletically, but somebody's got to teach them. What was it, Leroy? Just atrocious tackling?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely. But you know what? The problem is not just in Green Bay, and I don't want to pass the buck, but when you look at tackling all over the league is terrible. It's just terrible. All over the league, it's just been bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with it. Have a good holiday, my friend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go, my buddy Mike in Whitewater, joining us for a couple of minutes. That's let's go to Tyler, listening to us in Green Bay. Tyler, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you.
What's up?
Back in end of 15 and the end of 16, made double barrel mistakes on offense. Josh Sitton, TJ Lang. We needed to keep one, at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers started out good in 17, then got hurt, but he was actually running for his life even before he got hurt. Beginning of 18, go up against the Bears, boom, gets hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the Hundley coming in after Rodgers. He was running for his life, which contributed to his mistakes. And then Cobb getting hurt this year. Allison getting hurt this year. You got the young guys who should have been third or fourth or fifth receivers now being number two receivers.
Mm-hmm.
No, one big snowball.
You're absolutely right. It's been one thing. I appreciate the phone call, Tyler. I don't necessarily think that the team missed Josh Sitton as much as fans thought they would. But when it comes to, because Lane Taylor filled in rather nicely, but when it comes to TJ Lang, they have still not solidified that guard position. It hasn't been the same. So if you have to say, I mean, don't forget, Josh Sitton had the bad foot and the bad toe and really didn't practice much even when he was with Chicago. So he wasn't the Josh Sitton that we had come to know and enjoy watching when he was with the Bears. So they made the right call there. TJ Lang's still playing, still getting the job done. And he was always solid over at that right guard position. By the way, Mark writes in and says, just look at the completion percentage of Aaron Rodgers. He is willing to throw the ball away rather than throwing it into a crowd and taking a few chances. I think he was worried more about the interception numbers than he was about anything else. Maybe now that he threw the pick, things will get back to normal over the next couple of games. Look for him to start slinging the football now, knowing that he doesn't have to worry about throwing a pick. 61.8%, which makes Aaron Rodgers the 28th ranked quarterback in the National Football League. Now, some of the quarterbacks that are ahead of him, like Nick Mullins, who has played in six games, he doesn't have a ton of completions or a ton of attempts. He's over 200 attempts. Jameis Winston with 9 games under his belt. Ryan Fitzpatrick with 8 games under his belt. Everybody else has played 12 or more games. Although Alex Smith played 11, Andy Dalton played 11. I'm talking about guys that are currently starting. But Aaron Rodgers' completion percentage, one of the lowest of his career, at 61.8%. 61.8%. Now, the other side of the coin is he's only got, a couple of picks on the season. He's one of the best. Nick Foles has thrown 2 picks on the season, but he has not played in a whole lot of games. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback that has played the most. Now, Lamar Jackson, as the quarterback, has thrown 3 for Baltimore. You've got Drew Brees, who only has 4. He's played in all 13 games. He's only thrown 4 in the season. And Alex Smith for Washington, before he went down with the injury, playing in 11 games, he threw 5. But Aaron Rodgers, only 2 picks on the season. That's the number everybody's looking at. When you look at the touchdown numbers, Patrick Mahomes, 11 picks, 45 touchdowns with 2 games to play. He could break 50. Andrew Luck, 34. That's how much of a season Patrick Mahomes is having. He's thrown 45 touchdown passes. The next closest guy, Andrew Luck, who's played the exact same amount of games, and he has 11 touchdown passes behind Patrick Mahomes. That's just crazy. That's just bananas. Drew Brees has 31, along with Russell Wilson and Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers having a hell of a season this year. 69.4 completion percentage as well. One of the best among many starters, except Drew Brees. Drew Brees' completion percentage, 75.7%. Holy mackerel. That's phenomenal. Matt Ryan's put together a very decent year. 4,300 yards, 69% completion percentage, almost 70. He's thrown 30 touchdowns, only 6 picks, but they just can't win. They just can't win right now, man. He's got a 107.6 quarterback rating, for God's sakes. And the defense is terrible. They just can't win. Ben Roethlisberger still up there. He's just Mr. Steady. 4,400 yards, 66.9 completion percentage, 30 touchdowns, but he's got 15 picks on the season. He's still as solid gets. His quarterback rating a little low, 96.4, when you're talking about the top-rated quarterbacks, but that's because of the picks. He also takes more chances. He also takes more chances downfield. Tom Brady, just steady, 97.6 quarterback rating, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 4,000 yards, 39.79, as a matter of fact, 65.9 completion percentage. He's just Mr. Steady. He just continually just plugs away and plugs away and plugs away. But in comparison, when you look at the completion percentage, Aaron Rodgers a lot lower on that list than a lot of other quarterbacks that are out there right now. Coming up on Thursday night, 6 to 8, we have the Bill Michaels Huddle back on the road. We're going to be at Kelly's Bleachers in Big Bend, right down there near the corner of ES, which is National Avenue, that runs out towards Big Bend, and 164. So come on out and enjoy the show, be a face in the crowd. We're going to have a good panel that night as well. So come on out, Kelly's Bleachers in Big Bend, all brought to you by Bud Light. That's coming up this Thursday night, 6 to 8 on many of these same stations. We'll come back. We've got James and Mike and a cast of thousands all on hold. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We continue on. It's a cathartic Monday as we discuss what happened not only yesterday but throughout the entire season as the Green Bay Packers eliminated from postseason hope. Some of you, depending on who you root for, very joyous about that the Green Bay Packers again officially eliminated from postseason play. Others, and many of you that are listening to the program, just kind of now want to figure what's next. I think part of it is you don't know. There aren't really any rumors or innuendos about the next head coach either. We all knew Matt Patricia was heading off to Detroit, right? We knew that was happening. They had an interest. We knew it was coming. You don't hear anything. You used to hear a lot of the rumors coming out of, say, like Jay Glazer. Well, Jay Glazer was Mike McCarthy's guy. So you knew where that was leaked from, You don't hear a lot of things going on right now. We knew that Bruce Arians was kind of stumping for the Cleveland gig and doesn't want anything to do with the Green Bay gig. And there's an arrogance there that's, oh, we got Aaron Rodgers. We're a publicly owned company. We've got the best facilities in all of football. Why in the world would somebody not want to come here? Well, maybe for those reasons. Because the expectations are extremely high. Not to say that you don't want to win a championship, but you don't want to be expected to be the guy that's going to come in and turn things around immediately, because if you don't, then you're out too. Are you the Ray Rhodes of head coaches? You know, that type of thing. Because they don't have time to screw around. You got to get this right. You got to get it right and right now. So maybe it's not as an attractive job. Although, look, here's the bottom line. If you're a current head coach, or you were a head coach, and you're getting offers from numerous places, maybe you've got a choice. But if you're an assistant and you're trying to get your first head coaching gig, and you're looking at this going, I can go to work for the Green Bay Packers and I can work with Aaron Rodgers, and the expectations are to win a Super Bowl right now, I could go down in history as one of those guys. Why would I not want this job? Of course you would. It's not a job that people are going to turn down. I guess if all things were equal, for some of the coaching vacancies that there are going to be, maybe you might want to consider taking something else, but I can't imagine that. I don't want to sound arrogant, but unless you really believe that Aaron Rodgers is just some kind of problematic child, or maybe Aaron Rodgers is great and everybody upstairs is crazy, then and only then would you say, okay, maybe I might want to think twice about that particular job because I'm being set up for failure, but I don't think so. I think most guys are going to become head coaches. Even guys that are current head coaches or guys that were former head coaches, they're going to want the job. It's a hell of an opportunity. But you have to have a strong personality, and you have to be able to come in and say, we're going to do it this way. And you have to have a good plan. Because, I mean, it's great to hire a good motivator. You know, it's great to hire a guy that, you know, kind of knows how to run an organization. But can the guy decipher? Can the guy delegate? You know, whoever that may be. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jamie in Reedsburg. Jamie, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bill.
Sure.
I think the Packers missed way too much on possible free agents and the draft. I think with that did not help. I think this last draft class was really good, but I think the years prior, we just missed way too much. So that's how I feel on that one. And I was curious, do you think they would possibly re-sign Clay Matthews for low money and move him to inside linebacker just because his smarts might help him?
Well, that's the thought, that if he decided to stay, I appreciate the phone call, he would have to take a big pay cut and he would have to move to inside. I don't know if Clay's going to do that. I'm not saying he's got too big of an ego. I just don't know. I don't know if that's what he wants to do or if he wants to try to get more money and go elsewhere. I don't know. I really don't know. But that would be the thought, that if you can get that, you in essence still open up the outside pass rusher position, and you can kind of move him around, but he would be a better inside at this point than an outside linebacker. But maybe he still wants to get that big money and become a pass rusher counter to something else. You know, I could see him saying, I want to go back to L.A., try to play for the Rams. Donald on the inside, you got guys on the outside. He can be one of those situational rushers that comes in on third down, second or third and long, and he can be that guy. So maybe he gets more money to become the specialist somewhere else and can bolster those numbers. I don't know. By the way, going back over the years here, you look at the draft, go back to 2016, you have Kenny Clark. Now, Kyler Fackrell and Jason Spriggs and Blake Martinez and Dean Lowry and such, they're still here, okay? Trevor Davis. But your main contributor is Kenny Clark and Blake Martinez. Those are your main contributors. Spriggs, nah, you're gonna end up moving on that. Kyler Fackrell, he's giving you some numbers, but he's done it against two bad teams, and it's too inconsistent. Then you go back to 2015 when you talk about Randall and Rollins, Ty Montgomery. Now, Jake Ryan's still here, but he's on the IR. And then there's Brett Hundley, Ripkowski, Ringo, and Backman. Nobody remains from that team. Nobody. Devontae Adams, he's the guy that came out of the, and Corey Linsley that came out of the 2014 draft. But beyond that, nobody. You know? Dayton Jones, Eddie Lacy. Now you have David Bakhtiari out of the 2013 draft, but after that, it's Treader and Jonathan Franklin and Micah Hyde and Nate Palmer, Charles Johnson, was it Kevin Dorsey was another one? Sam Barrington? There's nobody.
Yikes.
Nobody.
I'm a little upset with the Demarius Randle move, to tell you the truth. Am I crazy? Have you watched a lot of Browns football? He looks good at his natural position at free safety.
He has played better than what I thought he would.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder, like, if they would have actually used him the way you should have. You can't draft. I'm glad that they're done with that whole era of drafting safeties, trying to turn them into corners and,
right,
you know, vice versa. But he looks good at that natural position.
That was Ted Thompson, though, that I'm going to draft an athlete and we're going to put a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
And it hurt this franchise. By the way, the voice you hear is Ryan Horvath, who's now in for Jeff Orlowski, who was in for Radio Joe Zanzola. Yeah. But no, I agree. I mean, they tried to fit square pegs into round holes for way too many years. We'll just go after the best athlete. Well, look, the best athlete is maybe Usain Bolt, but you're not going to make him a wide receiver.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was just too many times where you're sitting there going, what are you doing, man? Why are you doing this? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, hang in there. We got Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Back to the phone calls. Talk to Mike listening to us in Appleton. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, what's up?
Quick really thing is, if I'm Mike Benton, I'm sitting Josh Jackson in a room and replaying that piss-poor tackle attempt yesterday, because that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
He leaned on the guy.
Yep.
And the next thing is, my next head coach is, I'm thinking, McCarthy's going to go with what he knows, and that's Pat Fitzgerald out of Northwestern. And I don't hate the pick. Fitzgerald's a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fiery. I think he brings a new culture to Green Bay.
Boy, I appreciate the phone call. I know there's been a lot of talk about Pat Fitzgerald, about him possibly being on the market. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're rebuilding, bring in a college coach. Young, impressionable quarterback, not that far removed from that particular rank. Otherwise, what is he bringing in here that's so innovative that he's going to blow away the rest of the NFL with Aaron Rodgers?
My first gig was actually covering Northwestern football his first 2 years, and he's a great head coach, but it's like you said, I don't think he's going to change anything, bring anything in here. They don't really do anything too crazy over there. They use a super back, which is like a fullback tight end. And the other thing is, I don't think he's ever leaving Northwestern, which I know you say money talks, but I mean, they're building this new facility over there, state-of-the-art facility, which is going to help him recruit. I don't think he leaves Northwestern. I think he's comfortable. He played his college ball there, and I think he's like one of the rare guys that doesn't leave.
Yeah.
And it's not about the money to him. Also, I mean, I don't know if he'd be able to handle the pressure. I don't know. I love Pat Fitzgerald. I just don't think it'd be a great fit. Lincoln Riley, on the other hand?
No, I'm not a fan of Lincoln Riley either. I mean, this is Chip Kelly.
I know, none of these names. They're bringing
in all these guys,
right,
that, you know, they're talking about all these guys that were, you know, hey, big names, that's great. You know, hey, they're going to be innovative. No, it doesn't work in the NFL.
And that's the difference. Like, last year, we knew about Matt Nagy mid-season, the numbers that they were putting out. We knew about Sean McVay. This year, these names just really aren't jumping out at you. You know,
right.
Josh McDaniels really doesn't jump out at me.
No.
And that's probably the top name, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan. 855-830-8648. Real quick, Bob's in the pier. Bob, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, Bill, long time no speak. I'd like to make a couple comments about the right side of the Packer offensive line. I think Lucas Patrick might be able to slide in there at right guard, but right tackle, they need help. And earlier you were talking about how they missed T.J. Lang. Well, T.J. Lang had a neck injury November 4th, and he may be out for his whole career. Might
Correct.
Be career ending.
But they jettisoned him a couple of years ago, so you may have had T.J. Lang for a few more years. They made the mistake of just letting T.J. Lang go. Look, the guard position has not been stable since you let T.J. Lang go. It hasn't been as good. But you're right about T.J. Lang. He had the neck injury. But my point being is that when you let him go, you in essence created a hole. You haven't been able to fill it since. You know, the same thing when you let Jared Cook go. You had Jared Cook. You could have paid him and kept him here. You know, now you're watching him catch touchdown passes on a bad Oakland Raider team. And he's a cog there, man. And for whatever reason, they just continually just let some of that kind of talent go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette, he's going to be joining us coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down in an airplane,
flying, getting suntan. Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much, as always. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders. Don't forget the pills. Nah, baby, nah. That's right. You heard me right. If you've got the erectile dysfunction going on, some of the pills, just not what you're looking for, to be honest with you. When you talk about the pills, they either, they don't really treat the root of the problem. They can give you some bad side effects. Go see the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center. They can set you up on the proper plan suited just for you, and they're going to create the solution, and if you don't see results in your first visit, that visit is free. And if you're sluggish, you're moody, you're foggy, you can have low T. I had the same thing. Thanks to Neumel. Plenty of energy, tackling the crazy busy life, and if you want to shed some of the pounds, check out Neumel's all-in-one weight loss program, down over 50 and keeping it off, feeling good, feeling younger, back in the game. Guys, call them. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. That's the Neumel Medical Center. 414-455-4451. Bringing me now, Eric Brand, check of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, I was wondering, maybe we should send the Packers offense to Neumel, see if that'll help them get back in the game.
I'm telling you, man, there's some ineptitude and deficiencies on this team. Now, I led the show off by going through all the problems with this team. It's not just Aaron Rodgers, but yesterday was kind of a microcosm of what we've seen all season long. The team plays a good 3.5 quarters, and it just all falls apart. They just haven't been able to sustain. And so give me what you saw yesterday.
Well, yesterday, I saw a team that, again, decided that they weren't going to be interested in running the football very much. Again, I don't think they need to do it, pound the ball 20 times, a little more than 12. And I think they need to be, offensively, I think they need to be better at the play-action pass. The play-action pass is pretty stale. I thought the play-action pass wasn't anything that was surprising to me. So I like to see more play-action pass from Aaron Rodgers underneath the center. And I'd also like to see some of the young guys on defense continue to make the progress that they've made so far. And I think they're going to be, defensively, I tell you what, my hat's off to Mike Pettine, because he's got some smoke and mirrors out there that are making things happen. And, 24 points when they are down as many players as they were down, I think was pretty good. I thought that Lancaster kid, he's been playing now for 4 or 5 weeks. I thought he's really took a step forward, and that was really good to see. On the defensive side of the ball, there wasn't much out there, and they held him to 24 points. Some of that's because the Bears weren't very good, but on offense, they're not. And you know what? But they were just good enough.
Go back to when you talked about the play action. I thought it was interesting because Aaron Rodgers, after he pulled that groin or hurt the groin, he went to shotgun more often than not. They were trying to get him out of underneath center. I think as much as he didn't want to rely on that as an excuse yesterday, I think that hampered him a little bit.
I think it did too. If anyone that's played the sport understands that you have a growing, it's everything. I mean, it's walking up and down stairs. It's moving laterally and running. You saw it after. I believe it was in the third quarter. He scrambled to get he was a little bit short on the first down. And when he slid, he kind of sat there for a second because you knew it was hurting right there.
Yeah.
And, you could just see that look on his face and you knew it was hurting. So, I think that's right. But I still think they're just, when I speak to play action pass, it isn't the ruling out. It's just the play, what's going on behind it. There was nothing, I didn't see anything. They have the tight end running at 3 yards at every single time, and then where's the next level? I couldn't find it. So I'd be interesting to watch the all 22 tomorrow to see how that looks. But I just feel like there's not enough spots to throw the ball sometimes, especially in play action.
It was either really short or guys ISO routes downfield. I don't think there was a whole lot of in between, to be honest with you. I agree with that. They came out in the second half and kind of looked at things and said, okay, we'll get back to that short passing game. The same thing that they did in game one where they went quick outs and it was working. You know, they were moving the football. Now, they didn't put it in the end zone, but they still ended up with points. And then all of a sudden, they got away from it. When they ended up getting the fumble and they tried to go downfield three straight times, was that surprising? Was that frustrating? Because that was when they missed Marquez Valdes-Scantling on that pattern where he had Fuller clearly beat. And I thought, you know what? Had he connected there, it would have been all right. I didn't have a problem with them going downfield.
I think the old theory, and whenever there's a big play or, a sudden change, you go for a deep ball.
Right.
I mean, you do that since eighth grade, right? So I don't have a problem with that. I just thought, okay, on first down, you got sacked. Now it's second and 15. You got three downs to get 15 yards. Let's go get it. And, the MVS one, yeah, you should probably, that should have been a play that I think 90% of the time that play gets hit. Last year or a year before, the year before that, I mean, they hit on those ones. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But I think of the second half, as it got into the fourth quarter, they should have just stayed methodical and just eat up the clock and get the ball into the end zone with short passes.
Now, yesterday, I thought it was interesting, and kudos to Rob Domofsky and Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. But they kind of went after Rodgers and said, hey, wait a minute. You know, you're talking about ISO routes, and you're talking about comfort zone, and you're talking about all this. Where does the blame lie with you? And he talked about missing a few guys. They kind of went after and made him face a little bit of the music. Is it one of those, I guess to me, because I even tweeted out, hey, kudos to those guys for doing that. Was it about time that people really started to look more and more and more at Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, wait a minute, guys are running some bad routes maybe, but you're missing some throws?
Yeah, and I think it's been, we've all talked about it, but I don't think it was the first time that anyone's asked them about it. So, yeah, I talked to Pete about it this morning, and he's like, well, we just had to ask it and find out where he was thinking, because he certainly was blaming the rest of the guys that they weren't running detailed routes and honest to God, that isn't just a BS. He's right. There certainly is. They're not running really precise routes all the time. But on the other side of it, you're the leader. You're the $34 million guy. You should be helping these guys, teaching them how to run the right routes and how to get on the same page. The same excuse that we're not on the same page isn't working anymore.
So now
at some point in time, you got to do it.
So now you start to listen to some of the reporters, okay? And the word that they use is Aaron Rodgers looks bored. He's not being challenged. He's bored. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is bored?
No, I think he's frustrated.
Adjective. I do too.
Bored? How can you be bored with 300-pound guys running after you? That's not boredom. I think you can be frustrated because for so long he was used to guys running very specific routes. Give you an example. You know, when you run in a 3-yard out, it's got to be a straight line. It can't bowl back 2 or 3 yards downfield more, because when that ball comes, it's going to be low. It's going to look like you skipped it off the ground. Well, when the receiver isn't running 90-degree angles and he's running something crazier, and that's where some of those balls are going to look. So to defend Rodgers, yes, there is some of that. But if on the flip side, I'm saying, hey, Aaron, why aren't you spending extra time with these guys, telling them what you need them to do?
Mm-hmm.
How could you know this? I'm not on the same page, and Week 15 doesn't cut it anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger issues that And granted, I mean, Mike Clemens, and I said this at the beginning of the show, kudos to him, because he said, hey, look, Jordy didn't play a full season and become a starter until like his fourth or fifth season. So you're asking guys to do it in their first year, and I understand that. But at some point, if you're a quarterback and you're the quarterback, you got to say, okay, I got to adapt my game to them because they're new at this.
Or the play caller has got to run different routes that these guys can be successful with.
Right.
One of the two.
Yep.
I agree.
No doubt. Good stuff as always, my friend. We will chat again soon, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette getting the last scoop of peanut butter.
What was he doing there?
I have no idea. He sounded like he was in some place that was crowded. You know, you could hear voices in the background, but it sound like me when I'm trying to get the last scoop of peanut butter out from Mickey and Elmo or something like that.
Yeah.
So, Eric joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. Let's do this. When we come back, you're going to hear part of Joe Philbin's press conference from yesterday. Also coming up in the next hour, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio made the trip down to Chicago with us, or I with him, regardless of how you look at it. We'll get his perspective on this as well, as he was in the locker room yesterday after the ball game. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Tonight, it's the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Jay Kumerow is going to be our guest. He'll be there tonight, 6 to 7 at Tavern in the Sky, Lodge Kohler. So come on by and be a face in the crowd tonight. Hang out with us for a little bit. We'd be glad to have you. Always good, always fun. It's a terrific place. So come on over tonight. Lodge Kohler kickoff, 6 to 7 on many of the same stations. After the game yesterday, Joe Philbin, the interim head coach, spoke with the media, and it wasn't pleasant. It was just a little bit of reality, a little bit of coach speak. Take a listen. This is Joe Philbin. There you go, Joe Philbin after the game yesterday, and nothing earth shattering there. But Packers season, postseason hopes come to an end. Now you start to look for next year. What went so horribly wrong? Mike Clemens of NFL Sirius Radio coming up in the next hour. He will be joining us. We're not done yet on this cathartic Monday as the Packers fall to the Chicago Bears, eliminated from postseason hopes. Now you got to move on. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Sports Talk Network.